The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
It's that time of year when Santa isn't the only one visiting your home. You have to start worrying about porch pirates.
I know. I hate this. It's so bad. Like, it's lazy thievery, too. It's like,
it is.
At least work hard. At least do like a Tom Cruise kind of bank vault thing, you know, where you come in on some wires.
Right. Well, if you don't know what a porch pirate is, it's those people who stalk the neighborhoods, or they'll even follow a FedEx truck or a UPS truck. And if they see a package from an online order you made sitting by your door, they'll just walk up and take it.
I am glad, like, I have a column or a beam in front of my house, and one of my guys will always try to tuck it behind that, so it's not like really visible from the street.
That is very kind. Well, a video of two women doing reverse porch pirating is going viral.
Well, that's new. I haven't even heard of that.
Okay, so instead of taking the package they saw had been delivered to their neighbor, they hid it instead.
Yo, you guys got a package at your door. I will hide it for you in your mailbox.
I love your house. It's a great house that reminds me of Mexico.
That is funny. Like, and they feel like they're doing a service this time of year.
And, you know, like you said, everybody has a Ring doorbell. Yeah. So they're on this Ring doorbell saying, hey, we're not stealing anything, but it's going in your mailbox.
That's really odd, but really kind.
I like it.
And I just like the parting shot. I would love your house, by the way. Mine's in Mexico. Thank you. And it would be weird, too, because if you're not home, you can literally have a conversation with that person via your Ring doorbell.
Right.
That's what's so great about them. Like, I would watch my daughter when she was getting up early for her job, would leave in the morning, and if I wasn't in a break, I would quickly grab my phone and tell her goodbye. It was like so cool. So I love those things. Maybe you got one for Cyber Monday or something.
That's a great idea.
So we're actually going to talk about some of the deals you got coming up here in 10 minutes on The Wally Show. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and here's why I love Betty so much. So I'm like, hey, you know, Cyber Monday was yesterday, and then last week we had Black Friday and stuff. I'm like, did you get any deals? And Betty Rock, right, first words out of her mouth were...
Yeah, but it was for myself.
Yeah. Like, because a lot of people use that opportunity to buy Christmas gifts for one another.
I get that, but also...
and I get that. Also, seems good in theory.
But also, let's factor in that when you're in need of some things, and then they put high discounts on them, I mean, you'd be crazy not to take advantage,
Absolutely.
So that's where I was.
What'd you get?
Well, Ulta, the makeup place over here. So anyways, it's expensive to be a girl. It really is.
I will give you that.
So anyways, I got like $200 worth of stuff for $112.
Oh,
and that was after, because you have to meet a certain requirement.
Sure,
to get free
that's
shipping.
Where they get you,
But I needed all of this stuff, free shipping. Then on top of that, you get a free gift bag with all these free samples.
Okay,
I got some points on my card that knocked off another $20.
They saw you coming. They saw you coming a mile away.
It helped so much. Okay. It was just one thing after another. It was great.
Now, Gavin here, this is a lesson for you.
Okay.
Watch the master.
All right.
This real quick. So you spent $200, value of $200, on makeup products that you don't need.
How kind of you.
There you go, Gavin. See, that's how you do that.
I'm learning.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what a lot of years of marriage will do to you.
I will be played like a violin.
All right, so I am curious. Like, this is a chance for you to brag on your bargain, okay? There are some great deals out there. I looked yesterday last minute for some stuff, and was trying to, like, give my wife some ideas for my Christmas shopping because she doesn't have anything for me yet. I'm done with hers, by the way. Whatever.
You're so hard to buy for.
I know. That is true. And so I am curious, like, what was, like, the best deal that you got? You can share it with everybody. This is your chance to brag on it. Like, Betty was like, I got points, and I got this, and I got this.
Free shipping.
Yeah.
And a gift bag.
people love to talk about their bargains, especially women. And that's not being like misogynistic or whatever istic we are now. Yeah, whatever we are now. I don't know. But it's true. My wife loves this. She plays a game with me every time she comes home. Like, guess what I paid for this? And if I guess too high, she's sad. You know? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What was your best Friday, Black Friday, or Cyber Monday deal? I'd love to hear it now. Okay, I'm going to roll my eyes at myself on this one, though.
Okay.
My wife, last night at 9 o'clock at night, took advantage of a last-minute Cyber Monday deal.
Yeah.
We had just gotten back from a cruise, so we did a cruise over Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We just got back from vacation, and we're like, oh, we missed Cyber Monday, you know? And so my wife goes online, and she goes, you're not going to believe this. They have deals on our next cruise.
No.
Because we have a cruise booked already for next year.
No.
I'm not lying. And so she literally went and got an excursion deal, a Black Friday 50% off deal for our next cruise the day we got back from this one.
And you know, the whole time while you're on that ship and you're just watching your money float away, she's going to say, but it was a deal.
Oh, yeah. It was a deal. It was 50% off. I was really proud of her. So we'll be going down some of the biggest water slides in the Caribbean for 50% off. And hopefully my shorts aren't 50% off at the end of that. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Sorry for that visual. 855-33-WAY-FM. I want to hear about your best deal, your biggest bargain that you got that you were so proud of. Betty Rock just a second ago is already planning on a deal for this Saturday.
That's right. Bath and Body Works might be doing so. I don't want to give it away because what if they get what I want? Anyways,
what is wrong with you?
I'm setting an alarm for 6 a.m. on Saturday morning because I don't want to miss out on a deal that could happen.
Yeah, because apparently their candles go on sale on
stop!
The first Saturday.
No! You are no! Stop! No, they don't! False advertising!
You are the worst person on the planet. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What'd you do?
Okay, so I waited for 2 hours just to receive a $5 gift card. That's my deal.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is a moment where I'd be like, what's your deal? Like, 2 hours for a $5 gift card?
And I did it twice.
Oh, my goodness. Your time is worth so much more than that.
Yes, but I had the chance to get 500, but I only got five. So
okay. Well, that's not bad. You had a chance for a big payday there. I get that. It's kind of like playing bingo.
Yes, but it was a bargain because I got five extra dollars.
4 hours of your day?
Yeah. What'd you do with that $5? This is what I'm dying to know.
What'd you get?
I actually got a pair of boots.
Okay, so you put that money towards something else. See, they know that you're not going to just spend $5 either, so they got you. They got your number Olivia.
Yeah. They did, yeah.
All right, Michael, you're up. What was your best Black Friday or Cyber Monday deal?
Mine was softball bats for slow-pitch softball.
What was the deal that you got? What's the discount?
So they're normally $300, even my rep price, because I have people that I get them through. I got them four for $100 each.
Are you the big hitter on the softball team? Because you sound like it.
No, I just get base hits. I'm the consistent hit 800 or 900 for the season.
Oh, well, that's really good. You ever cracked one because you hit it so hard?
I haven't for like 15 years. Like 15 years ago, I hit one and the barrel snapped in half.
Yeah, I broke a softball bat once too, but it was against a fence post because I struck out.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Little mind blown for you.
Mind blown!
Mind blown! Mind because blown. You're probably going to be in some Christmas parties at work this year, maybe with your spouse, so you don't know everybody. And our goal is to help you be the most interesting person in any room that you are in.
Or the most annoying.
Either way, you're still going to be talked about. And so I have some things that are just floating in my mind that I like to share with you. And so I like to challenge the gang here. Give me a topic, and I will amaze you with my mental powers.
Well, I'm going to give you one that I think a lot of us are expecting over the holidays, and that's travel.
Oh, yeah. And travel is like, I got stuck in a lot of traffic on the way home. We were driving. Mm-hmm. But air travel especially is crazy this mm-hmm. time of year. You can get caught for hours and stuff like that. So here's what I would do. In this case, we'd be like, just like that. We'd be talking about air travel. Oh, it's crazy. Hey, did you know? Like, it's fun to start with that. Hey, did you know that there is a the shortest flight in the world? Do you know how far and how long that flight lasts? See, Gavin's already thinking. He's already like, oh, man, I don't even know.
I want to say.
The pain to have to stand in line with strangers, sit with them.
How long is this flight?
I'm going to say an hour.
An hour? Okay, well, it takes only 40 minutes to get from here to Atlanta. So, yeah.
30 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Let's go with like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. You're closest. Gavin's closest.
Really?
Super quick. Yeah.
90 seconds. It's the shortest flight. It's in Scotland, and it goes between two islands in the Orkney Islands.
That's awesome.
And you just basically get on this thing, go, and they just like, they could almost throw you faster.
Really?
You could probably see like where you're landing.
Yeah. I almost went to work in the Orkney Islands in radio back when I was younger in my 20s.
Oh, wow.
Because I wanted an adventure, and I wanted to travel around Europe, and I thought I could do it. But then I realized where the Orkney Islands are. They're right near the Arctic Circle.
Oh,
and it's like super cold, and like the main thing they have there is sheep, and they make sweaters.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, and they were going to pay no money, like hardly any money, so you couldn't afford to travel. You're stuck on this island. Good news is you could catch a 90-second flight and go to another island, but that was about it. So there you go. Just amaze your friends with that little factoid, because I guarantee you no one knows that, and that's why we do Mind Blown. Henry Ford once wisely said, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right." And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it, and she wants to become a teacher now, you know, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online, got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
What did you all do? I was on vacation for a week. No, Betty, I left you in charge. I was on vacation for a week. I come back, and now there's a new variant of a coronavirus.
It was
what
Gavin.
In the world?
Come on, Betty.
Omicron now. I'm like having to learn all about this new stuff. Like, for a week in my world, outside of wearing a mask, coronavirus didn't exist. It was crazy.
That must have been nice.
I was on a cruise. Well, you had to wear your mask inside everywhere, and you had to always wash your hands and stuff. And like,
you should do that anyway.
I know, whatever. But yeah, so it was this place where you were just kind of not in the news, you know? And so I come back, and they're like, there's a new variant that's more contagious than Delta. I'm like, what in the world?
I know. I'm so tired.
And I blame all the you, too.
And I see all the memes, too, of like people saying, you thought it was over, but it's not.
Yeah, well, I guess there's a little bit of good news in this, that vaccine makers say it's not going to take as long. If they do need to do a vaccine, well, we're going to have 47 vaccines. If they do need to do a Omicron-specific vaccine or engineer the current vaccines, because of what they know and how they've done it, they can actually within a month or actually 2 months get a new vaccine ready.
So I could see this being like a vaccine for those who are
maybe haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, or they're, it's like a booster, like for people that are in the older generation. I could see that.
They're trying to figure that out right now and what how effective or the efficacy, if you want to sound really intelligent. I never knew that word till the pandemic. Efficacy. It's so fun to say. So they're trying to figure out what the efficacy with the Omicron virus is currently, and if you are going to need to have a specific booster for this. Now, here's some good news in it. I did a little digging because, again, I don't know what you guys did while I was gone, but you messed up this world. And so they say, though, that this one is more contagious than the Delta, which was more contagious than the original coronavirus, but they say it's not as lethal. So what the thought of this is, and I would always wondered, like, you know, they talk about like how strains become the new thing and the new virus and it mutates and how does it work? And so then it started to finally click for me. If more people start getting this new strain, which is more contagious but less lethal, this becomes the predominant strain and the less lethal one is wiped out, basically. Mm-hmm. And so each variation or each generation away you get from the original one, if it gets weaker, you get towards being able to beat it, you know, almost naturally as well.
Wow, so, they should have you on the news to explain all of
that. I know, I just kind of crushed that. So I'm probably wrong, but you know, for it sounded good. And that's really what you get here with the news on the Wally Show. Uplifting Way of Him, this is the Wally Show. I just got back from vacation, and I never want to be that person that's like, oh, let me just tell you all about my vacation and show you pictures of my vacation. You're like, oh, okay, had enough. I do a quiz, basically, so you can win a prize. So I can still tell you about my vacation. But you can win something here. And so if you'd seen some of the posts, maybe that would help you out with this. But not entirely. I was on a cruise, and it was a fantastic experience. I went on a Disney cruise, and my wife is a Disney travel agent, and so once a year she can get us a crazy deal, and we took advantage of it. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Service was unreal. The experience was fantastic. First class, it was great. And it started like the first night when we were there. It was so cool. We went down, and my wife had seen on the program that there was a Broadway night. My daughter loves Broadway. That's what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And so we go down to this little thing, and there's this guy, and we're expecting him to sing Broadway songs and stuff. And he's just a piano player. And so he's just playing Broadway songs. And so my daughter's kind of in the back there and is singing along. And he sees her singing, like, every song he's playing. And he goes, What Broadway song would you like to hear? And she goes, let's do this song. I don't want to give it away. And so he goes, oh, A Girl After My Own Heart, and starts playing, and she starts singing, and then people are enjoying this. So we move closer. I'm videotaping like a proud dad. And so we move closer to him, and he starts challenging her with, how about this one? And starts playing, and she's just riffing with him and singing note for note each song. And it was awesome. It was such a great night.
I saw the video of it, and it made that piano player's day. Like, you could tell that just made him so happy.
Because I think a lot of people probably just ignore the fact he's playing Broadway songs.
Or don't appreciate it.
Yeah, and his name was Josh, and we were like, and the really cool thing about this is, like, Josh is, like, on the spectrum, and so, like, he doesn't have, like, great social skills, and it's because I talked to other people about him that work with him, and they're like, he is the kindest, like, sweetest person, and, like, that was really cool for him, too. It's just a great thing. So here's a question for In the Room, since you said you saw the post. We'll see how much you traveled, Betty Rock. My daughter got to sing with Josh on Broadway night. I posted a video of her singing.
Yep.
What song was she singing? What musical was it from? Was it from Aladdin, Frozen, or Ragtime?
Okay, I know this I have to narrow. It's because of a narrowing down.
Okay,
so I know Frozen songs. I know Aladdin songs.
Yes.
So it has to be Ragtime because I don't even know what Ragtime is.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I heard her say the word or sing the word Ragtime.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if you are right.
Yes.
Hey.
I didn't think she was going to do the top note, and she crushed it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That was really good.
And that's why people were like, oh, my goodness. It's like when somebody random just comes up and starts performing, it's magical. It was great. So anyway, I, I was a proud dad.
You know what's also great and how you should also be a proud person?
Yeah, how?
Is that I got it right.
Yeah, that's true. I'm proud of you, too. I'm proud of both my girls. So, all right, let's play around with you here, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. You'll get a couple quizzes. You don't have to seen any posts, you know, and you can just guess if you want to win a prize right now with my vacation game. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take you right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with you, Pat. How are you today?
I am well, thank you.
Well, that's awesome, Pat. Now, here's the deal. You know, when people go on vacation, they want to tell you about their vacation, but that could be a little old after a while. Like, I don't want to hear about this anymore because I didn't go on vacation. So the way I do it is I do a quiz about my vacation where you can win a prize. All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. So I was on a cruise, and our server was from Bosnia, and he was named after an animal. What animal do you think it was? Was it ferret, dragoon, or raccoon? Betty, do you have any guesses on this that could help her out?
I would say dragoon.
Dragoon, okay. What are you thinking there, Pat? Ferret, dragoon, or raccoon?
I'll go with her.
You're going to go with Betty on this one? Well, that's amazing because I did not tell Betty the name of our server, and it was Mr. Dragon.
Yes!
Nicely done. He was from Bosnia. He has kids. That's the thing I love about cruises is you actually get to know the people if you take an interest in them and in their lives.
Yeah.
And fascinating dude. And so many of the people that work on cruises, they are away from their family for long periods of time because it's the best way that they can make a living.
Mm-hmm.
And he had cruised for like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And his kids are older now. And he's like, I really need to be home with them in their teens, you know. Well, that's one down, Pat. So here we go. I took my wife and daughter sailing because I'm a sailor, not by trade, but I know how to sail. I grew up sailing. And while we were on the high seas, did I lose my hat, my cool, or my lunch? What do you think?
I'm going to say if you're a sailor, then maybe you did not lose your lunch.
Okay.
I'm going to say your hat.
Lost my hat. Betty Rock, what do you think? Did I lose my cool or my hat?
You're cool for sure because probably Marty and Haley, your wife and your daughter, were there with you and they didn't understand when you said, pull the mask on the ringer.
I said none of those things. I would yell, coming about, and they would have to duck their heads.
Well, see, you're already starting to lose your cool now, so I can assume.
Well, you know what? One of you is right, and fortunately, it is Pat. You are right. I was yelling, coming about, and that's when the sail comes back across and everyone has to duck, and I didn't duck low enough, and it knocked my hat off, and it hit my wife, and I'm like, where's my hat? And Marty goes, it's on Mama. I'm like, oh, great, grab it. My wife didn't grab it fast enough, poof, into the water.
Aww.
And so then I had to turn the sailboat around, watching my hat slowly sink, and to try to get back to it, because I knew if I jumped off, they would be lost in the ocean forever, because neither one of them knows how to sail. So I turned the boat around, and it's a catamaran, and I put the hat, aimed it between the two pontoons, and had Haley hang over the front and scoop up my hat.
Okay, wait, you're making yourself sound like a hero, but actually your daughter is the hero.
Yeah, yeah, she was amazing. She got it. She almost missed it, but she hung on, and we rescued the hat. It was my Toby Mac hat, so I don't want to lose it.
But you could get another daughter. It's
absolutely
fine.
I could maybe have one of those again. No. So, Pat, congratulations. You went 2 for 2 on the game, and you're a winner today.
Thank you.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And if you watch the news for 5 minutes, it's like, man, this is heavy. So that's why we do a little good news giddy up designed to make your day a little brighter. Gavin, a couple rapid fire good news stories. Go.
There were more than 27th and 8th graders who recently got together to rake leaves for senior citizens in New Jersey. There's this charity called IWantToMowYourLawn.com and helped make it all happen. And personally, like, I did some raking of leaves in my backyard.
It's no fun.
It's not. And so, and 20 people doing that together, I think actually would make a big difference. And for senior citizens who can't get out there and, you know, rake, it might hurt their shoulders and stuff. So that's really cool.
I love that too. And I love to see kids doing that, you know, and what they get out of it is a great life lesson too about helping and how good it feels to help other people. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. I wish they'd do my lawn because I got about one more mow this season. I got to mow one more time, I think. This was kind of interesting. There was a couple, Susie and Tony, they celebrated their Thanksgiving and it was the first time they would celebrate as parents this year. I know. And see, that is the first response. Oh, that's cute. Get this. They are 50 and 61 years old.
What? Ooh,
wow. I know. There it is. There's Betty Rock's face. What? Yeah, they got married, I guess, 13 years ago. They thought they'd have kids, and it just never happened. And then she, they did, like, IVF stuff, and, like, all of a sudden, they had a kid. At 50 years old, no. She is. Yeah. And, you know, like, at 36, they call it advanced maternal age.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's crazy. But that just goes to show you that, like, we're getting better scientifically at so many things. And yes, there are risks and everything like that, but this lady was elated. She says, I'm of the belief that kids come when they're supposed to, regardless of what age the parents are. And we look at it as exactly as how it was meant to be. She's our miracle baby.
Aww.
Yeah, that's cool.
What a blessed child. That's yeah. awesome.
That, yeah, that kid is going to be loved.
Spoiled rotten.
I cannot even fathom having a kid at 50. Like, I would lose my mind. But so yeah. Good for them. Yay! Wow. I'm glad it's them. Is the moral of that story.
You may have heard something in a song on Way FM that sounds like it's from the Bible and wondered, where's that at? Well, wonder no more.
Well, today Gavin has a Christmas version of Where's That At? What do you got, Gavin?
Okay, so today's Where's That At song that I chose was... So, king of Christmas music in my head is Nat King Cole.
Gotcha.
And I chose his song, Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh come all ye faithful.
This does feel good.
Joyful and triumphant.
There are certain songs that just, like, that's yeah. Christmas to me.
And
know?
This, like, slows things down, too. Yeah. Like, I feel like the holidays feel so rushed, but this song slows you down. And I really chose the song because this is a song that my grandpa really loved. And my grandpa passed away 5 or 6 years ago. And when I hear this song, I really do think of him. And when I think of my grandpa, I think of him sitting down to read the Christmas story when we would go up and visit them for Christmas. And he'd open up this, like, 100-year-old Bible that my dad now has. And so... the specific lyrics that I hear in this song and I think of the Christmas story is like, sing all you citizens of heaven above, glory to God, glory in the highest. And that comes from Luke 2, 13 through 14. It says, suddenly a great company of heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on heaven and on earth and peace to those whom his favor rests. And the people that those angels are saying those lyrics to are these shepherds who you don't necessarily think, like at that time you wouldn't think, oh, like let's tell the lowly shepherds of the area, you'd say, let's tell like the kings of the planet, let's tell all these like really important people, but God chooses to tell the shepherds of the earth who are going to go and spread the gospel and who are the humble people of the earth. And I was talking to my wife about this and how the shepherds aren't necessarily the most important people of the world at that time. And she's like, well, just imagine that you're still back at like your shoe store job and God chose, you know, to tell shoe store people.
Wow. That would be that. Something. Because they're lower than shepherds.
Yeah, we are. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry for that. But no, it was a beautiful story. And you're right. You're right, because God did choose to come. I think he did that intentionally too, to show that the birth of the Messiah was for everybody, not just the elite. And that's a great reminder in this time of year. And if you want to read the story of the Christmas story, if you never knew where it was, it's in Luke 2. And it's a great way to do that on Christmas Eve. Maybe start it as a new tradition with your family and read the actual story of why we're celebrating Christmas to your kids. And that's where that's at. When my daughter was young, she loved putting money in her piggy bank. Hey, it's Wally. And as a kid, there's nothing better than shaking that pig and watching money fall out. Did you know that as an adult, you could be holding the biggest piggy bank of your life, your house? Home values are up so much that you can get more out of your home, even if you love it and don't want to sell. Refinancing can lower your monthly house payment, saving you money, or you can do a cash out refinance, which in essence is using your house like a piggy bank and shaking some of the equity out that you have built up. And United Faith Mortgage can help. They are a family of faith-based mortgage experts, and I love founder Ryan's passion for what he does.
Now's the time. Strike while the iron's hot, if you will. Please, I don't like to put pressure on anybody, but I just want to see as many people take advantage of these times as they can.
So if you need some extra coin, see how much money you can shake out of your house now. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
All right, Gavin, what you got, good sir?
What kind of first apartments did you guys have?
I had a decent place. It was a townhome, and so like two bedroom, two bath.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Mine wasn't too bad. It was in a sketchy part of town.
Oh, okay. That checks out.
But it was a two bedroom, two bath for $660.
Total? That's, not each?
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Total. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, those days are gone.
Yeah.
My daughter, she's moving to Orlando to work for Disney, and like one of the cheapest places we found within driving distance is like $1,800 a month. And fortunately, she's splitting it with other people, but still. It's right.
Yeah. My first apartment in college, I think we split $1,600 four ways.
Yeah.
And so paying $400 a month was just a dream, and I miss it. And it was a college apartment, so I give it that. But when I think of that place and that price, it doesn't even compare to what IKEA, their Swedish housing company, is doing over in Tokyo with micro apartments.
Oh, that makes sense, because everything they have is small. Their couches are lower, and they, when you go to an IKEA, if you've ever been to an IKEA, you walk through and they have like decorated apartments, and they even show you the square footage of that space. It's fascinating.
It's really
what
cool.
You can do.
And in Tokyo, it's like a very densely populated area, so you do have to like build these like very small places for people to live in.
Right.
And so this apartment that IKEA is making is going for, and it's something you have to enter for, so it's not like a bunch of things for a bunch of people, but it's $1 a month.
Okay.
For the whole year, you do have to pay your
Tokyo's
utilities.
Tokyo's expensive.
It is. And the size on this thing, though, because we were saying micro apartment, like it's micro. It is 107 square feet.
Oh my goodness. Okay, if here's the deal. If you are like, what's 107 square feet? 10 by 10 is basically 100 square feet.
It's tiny.
So 10 feet by 10 feet, you can almost touch each side of the wall.
That's insane.
That is crazy. But I will tell you this. Again, that when my daughter wanted to move to New York, we went to IKEA.
Oh,
and we walked through IKEA, and they have places that are 340 square feet, 400 square feet. And you see a bathroom, a kitchen, and a bedroom all in this small amount of space.
Golly.
And how well they lay it out. And I was horrified by it because I'm an adult. And like she's like, I think this is doable. I'm like, you will lose your mind in that space.
It's a bedroom. But what you have to do is you really have to take it. And this place over in Tokyo is that you really have to take advantage of the height of your place. So you have to have storage that goes up. Yep. And in this place, it's like
a loft
bed and then a bathroom and all this stuff under it. So you really have to take advantage of that because you can walk two steps and touch each wall.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. But I'll tell you, man, like IKEA does some good stuff with things. Now, it's impossible to build the furniture. but once you get that figured out, it's pretty great.
Ever since, Grace got you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I think there are times when we're all in need of a little extra grace.
Amen.
This happened to me recently. Mm. I get upset with people who are not paying attention.
What?
In the drive-thru and things like that. And they're just oblivious to the world around them, and they are rude to other people, in essence. And so when I became that person, accidentally, I needed some extra grace. Oh, so frustrating. Because again, like if you rail against something, but then you do that, it's even worse.
So let me give you a situation. Let's say hypothetically, you're in a drive-thru line and someone is looking down at their phone and they don't move up the car in front of them moves up. What would you do?
Well, that's exactly what happened to me. And I was on the phone at the time.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Exact scenario. And what I would do is, I'm not a honker, but I am a window downer, like, oh, really? Oh, passive aggressive. Come on. Like, and that is exactly what happened to me. The lady behind me in her minivan, window down, my window was down. It was a nice day. We both had our windows down. I hear her go, hello.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what's she talking about? Hello and who? Hello. Oh, it's me. Oh, no. And I'm like, sorry. I put my hand out the window. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Hate that.
My question is, next time this happens to you, will you do the passive-aggressive thing, or will you have a little bit of grace?
No, I heard, hello! Worked really great for me, so I think I might go with that. I should have bought her meal, actually, in retrospect.
Yeah!
Yeah, that would have been a good
jerk
thing. Thanks, Rock. In retrospect, I should have just really owned that situation. But it wasn't like it was that bad. It was like literally a split second. She was a little fast. She was a little fast on the hello.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't really know how long you were sitting there if you weren't paying attention.
It wasn't very long. Split second.
I don't know.
Hello! I don't know if it was worth that.
Hello!
So here is what I am curious about. For you, though, okay? When was that time that you messed up and you needed a little extra grace? It'll make me feel better about my hello, because I needed it. I messed up. That's on me. I understand that. I own that. I own my mess, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. Put that in your phone, in your favorites, and you can get right through, because sometimes things get a little busy. We love having you on with us. But what was that time that you needed a little extra grace? We'll take your story right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So have you ever needed extra grace there, Pamela?
Yes. My scenario is a little different from yours, but I hate when people are on their phone during a red light, because some lights are quicker than others. And I noticed the lady next to me on her phone, she had it pulled up, and I started getting frustrated, even though she's not in front of me. And I'm looking around, does anyone else see this lady? And I'm watching her, and I'm like, she has not looked at the light in a while. She's going to miss this. And the next thing I know, someone behind me is honking because the light turned green.
And you're just sitting there watching and looking at her, and you're holding up the program.
Yes, I was watching her, so her phone distracted two lanes of traffic.
Oh, I love how Pamela did that. It's still this lady's fault. Right. So good, Pamela. So
clever,
good.
Clever.
So that's what I'm curious about, Evan. Has that ever happened to you?
I was on a flight for the holidays, and we were trying to make our connecting flight. And as we were unloading, the gentleman in front of me was moving very slowly, and the flight attendant was kind of standing in the aisle. And I, you know, foolishly opened my mouth and said, "Can we please move a little faster? I have a flight to get to." And the flight attendant slowly turned and looked at me and said, "Sir, this gentleman is blind, and I am assisting him in getting off the flight."
Oh,
and
that is,
I turned
so
about
bad.
18 shades of red, and I just stood there. And I wanted to crawl into the overhead baggage compartment and close it. And every person around me was kind of looking at me like, "Who are you? You're gross." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know I am."
Did you apologize to the man?
I did. And I actually offered to try and help him, you know, grab his bags and, you know, assist him off the flight. And he graciously told me, "No, that's okay. I understand."
He graciously told me where to go. And it wasn't off this flight.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way of Him, this is the Wally Show. Good news, Giddy Up is designed to make you feel a little bit better about the world we live in, because it's a little heavy when you watch the regular news. So a couple rapid-fire good news stories. I'm going to start with me. There's a guy in Utah who wanted to do something nice for people on Thanksgiving, which mm-hmm. I love. You know, it's a time for us to be thankful. So he drove around to 40 different gas stations. So these are people that are working instead of being with their families. And he gave each of the cashiers a pie, which is great, random but wonderful, along with a $100 gift card.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's
that
awesome.
Makes a difference, man. If you're working at a gas station, you got to be like, "Man, thank you for thinking of me." And what's cool is he had done a fundraiser to get other people to help him be part of this and offset some of the costs and stuff. And he was able to do this for, like I said, around 40 different people, which is amazing. So,
wow.
There you go. Put
that
a little good
awesome.
News in the world there. Betty Rock, what do you got?
Well, Cash Daniels, despite his 12 years, he is still a hero in Chattanooga. That's because he's taking on the mission of cleaning up trash in his area on the Tennessee River.
Good luck. I've driven past it. So good job
Cash. He heard that it was polluted, and so he's organized a river cleanup event every so often to get everything recycled. He's gotten 14,000 pounds of trash.
Wow. That's amazing.
And recycled 1.5 tons of aluminum. And then you would think, maybe he takes that money and buys something for himself.
Sure.
No. He buys trash cans to put along the riverbank.
What?
I know.
That's
it's
next
so
level.
Awesome. So he's been named one of America's top 10 youth volunteers.
Aww.
That's awesome.
That's cool, man. He's setting out a pattern of a lifelong pattern of looking out for other people. And you know his parents have got to be super proud. And that's going to do it for your good news, Giddy Up. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes. So, don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a hand out, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide 2 chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Back in 2018, you may remember actor George Clooney got in a very serious motorcycle accident that many may not have lived through.
Yeah.
But thankfully, he did after some major medical care. But in a recent interview talking about the incident, he said that instead of seeing his life flash before his eyes like most would, as he's lying there motionless in the streets, he notices spectators filming his situation instead of coming to his aid.
That just feels weird to me. Like, yeah, the light that flashed before his eyes, like it was a camera light, you know?
Right.
Like, that would be so surreal. If you're like, I'm injured here and all you're doing is videotaping me? What is wrong
with
you?
Just so you can post it, be the first to post it and get a bunch of likes?
Like, I'm the first to try to help even though I'm not qualified.
That's true.
He probably, like, I would have tried to help him. And he probably would have been like, you know what? Just take pictures of me. Like, this,
right.
It's just better for both of us.
Yeah, would have made it worse.
You're not qualified. Just step back and just get a good shot of me. Jeez.
Right. Exactly. But he did say that, quote, I'm a pretty positive guy, but that told me clearly that you really are there just for their entertainment.
That is
sad.
Interesting. To come to that realization based on that kind of a real life tragedy kind of thing in your life, and to realize in that moment, like, yeah, I'm just a commodity.
Right. Or let's say if, heaven forbid, he had passed away out there in the street. Well, then all those pictures, videos are out. No one is paying him any respect.
Yeah. And then, but then the other side of this,
there's not an other side of this. There's no other
side. The other side of this is, like, let's say you're not equipped to help and you're really doing no good there whatsoever, but you happen to be there and you're preserving a moment for posterity that maybe you could catch something of the other car that hit him or something that the family or the police could use or something.
Okay,
maybe.
Okay, I would give you that.
Yeah.
But we know that's not what people are doing.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate because I would not do that. There's no
way. You should, though, do that because, like we were saying before, you leave the victim worse off than they were found.
I'm going to help. Does this hurt? What if I move it this way? You know, I'm going to be the first on the scene. I really should, because I'm a helper. I really should take, like, an EMT class so I don't make situations worse.
I have a feeling that you would want to teach the class.
I could do that. Yeah, I could do that too. So yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to make that a life goal, is to take an EMT class so I could actually be helpful in these situations. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And one of the things we all have in common is we have to use the restroom, but we all look at that a little bit differently. I am a little bathroom shy, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I know you are.
I know I am.
Because here's the thing. I know why you're a shy. Yeah. Because... Well, I know why you're shy, okay? Because I don't really want to know anything more past
more
the bathroom door. But I know why is because you're loud about everything.
In my life,
I mean, you will broadcast it to the world. Sure. You literally do every day. But when it comes to going to the bathroom, Gavin, you can agree with me on this. We'll be like, where'd he go? But if you are quiet and you hear the faint little closing of the door of the bathroom, he's just so quiet about it.
Yeah.
That I don't get it.
I don't either. It's just the thing. I've always been that way. And I'm not alone in this. I'm definitely not alone in this.
That's right. There's a thing called extreme bathroom planners. That's me. Might be that.
I believe I am.
And here's a couple of things. If you're wondering, am I an extreme bathroom planner? Well, do you avoid activities you used to enjoy, but you don't go because you're worried you'll have to go to the bathroom and there won't be one handy?
I have thought of that. Absolutely, I've thought of that. Yeah, especially when I'm on a trip, too. Like, that really bothers
me. Okay. Uh-oh. Because you are an extreme bathroom planner. Because when you go on trips, do you plan your route around bathrooms?
I'm not that bad yet. Like, I'll just not go on a trip.
Okay, back to number one.
Yeah, literally. My wife...
Hey,
we got a little potty humor. My wife is like this, though. Like, when we would drive to Atlanta or to Florida, we'd take the same path every time. And she has specific rest stops that she knows she's going to stop at along the way. And so she plans out her entire route based on those. And then she'll drink water depending on the bathroom things. Like, she won't drink in the long stretches.
Uh-huh.
But then when she knows she's going to be only 50 miles out, she will. So, yeah.
She's an extreme bathroom
Absolutely.
Planner.
Absolutely. So I'm curious if you have something like that that you do. 855 33 Way FM. I know we're not the only ones. I know. And we're talking about this, like, gingerly, obviously. But I am curious if maybe more women are like this than men. I think maybe. Because my wife is more extreme than I am.
But also, rightly so, because due to the way... Women just have to be more particular.
Gingerly, we said.
Because cleanliness is next to godliness.
Right.
And that definitely comes in handy for women more than it does men.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay,
guys have that easier, for sure, if you're driving. That tree is good. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's what Betty was getting to.
855-33-WAY-FM.
I'm just curious if you do this or you go to extremes around this, or what is your system like that you have to plan for? Because somebody else probably thinks they're the weirdest person in the world, and then they find out, oh, I'm not. Somebody else is just like me. There's like some comfort in that too, like me. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours. We love having you on the show with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. Darcy, are you an extreme bathroom planner, that person that kind of plans their life around restroom facilities?
So, as a mother of three, absolutely. And a lot of people don't understand this, but my oldest is 11. So, about 10, 11 years ago, not every Starbucks had a bathroom, a changing table. So, I had to plan my trip around which ones had changing tables. When I would do long-distance travels, I would have to actually call some of the places and ask them if they had a diaper changing station.
That is a lady that loves her coffee as much as she loves her kids.
It's more that I love my children. I don't want to put them on a dirty bathroom floor. But I have done it on a chair in a Starbucks because I was kind of upset that they didn't have a changing table in the bathroom.
Well, that's just not nice to everyone there.
Well, she got her point across.
Yeah, everyone paid for it
that
day.
It was the number one, and it was very discreet. But, you know, I'm kind of a pro at that now.
Are you an extreme bathroom planner?
I am not, but my husband is.
Okay, now I thought maybe this would be a thing that more women were, you know, conscious of, you know, making sure that you've got the bathroom plan and you know where all the bathrooms are. Because, like, an extreme bathroom planner, they said they limit the amount of water they drink during the day, or, you know, when you're on road trips, you have a plan of where you're going to go and know where you're going to stop and things like that. So what does your husband do?
Everything you just said describes my husband exactly. He's in his car a lot. He's a contractor to different shops, and so he has to drive a lot. And he knows every convenience store, the cleanest bathrooms. Like, he knows the whole route all the way around. In fact, I'm about to go on a trip to Hawaii, and he doesn't want to go because he knows that he'll have to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes, and he just doesn't want to do the travel time. So you absolutely described my husband, extreme bathroom planner. I had to call in, first time calling in, had to call.
Well, there you go, girl. I appreciate you being on with us, and thanks for first time sharing all your husband's bathroom stuff.
Yeah, like, he'll be so happy, won't he?
You had to call in for this. You couldn't call in when we're talking about amazing husbands.
Yeah, he'd be nodding along. He'd be like, yep, that's me.
The Bible say in 2 Deuteronomy of the book of Jericho that the eye for the tooth and the tooth for the people and everybody who got the eye, you punch them in it.
What?
I can tell you don't read the Bible.
Uplifting Way of Him, this is the Wally Show. One of the things we do as part of the ministry here at Way of Him is give people the opportunity to get a free Bible, because it's important to know who God is and who you are in this whole story by reading the Bible and spending time in it. And so from time to time, to illustrate the things that are in there, Gavin gives Betty Rock and I a quiz. And Gavin, what do you got for us today? Like, and name is our buzzer, right?
Yes. So the first question is, several of the 12 apostles or disciples shared a name. Which one of these names belonged to just one individual singular disciple?
Wally.
Oh, you know it?
I'm in. It's got to be Judas. Or was there Judas Iscariot?
You already
and
said
Judas
it. You already
one?
Said it. You already said it. You already said it.
That's
He's wrong.
Oh, no. Were there two Judases?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you read your Bible,
I know.
You'd know.
Oh, I tried to show off.
My turn.
I'll give you the multiple choice for your patience. So, you know, A was Judas.
No.
Okay. B, no. James. C, Thomas. Which one of those
James
names?
Thomas.
I know it.
No, you don't. James or Thomas. I'm going to go with
Judas. She'll go with Judas. She's going with Thomas.
I'm
going
to give you a wrong answer.
No, go with Judah. No, wait. Judah wasn't an answer.
You went with Judas still. That is unbelievable.
No. Okay,
it had to be Thomas.
James.
It was Thomas.
Yeah. No!
Yeah.
0 points for both of you.
Oh, my goodness. Rock, hers, you have to admit, Gavin, hers was far more of a blunder than mine.
Yeah, because you at least went with confidence. Yeah. She went with almost less confidence.
I went with confidence. She went with ignorance.
Yeah.
Both choices. We just went different directions.
And both wrong.
All right, next.
Okay, Jesus spent 40 days and nights in the desert fasting.
Yes.
If you were to equate that to hours, how many hours would he have spent in the desert? I'll have multiple choice.
No. I can't calculate.
No. Come on, it's multiple choice. A, 740, B, 960, and then C, 1220 or 1220.
40 days.
So 40. It's 40 times 24.
All right, I'm working on that.
Okay, Betty. The second one.
B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she just again.
I went in with confidence and you went in with stupidness.
Yes. Okay. Nope. Not even there. You know what? You might want to read your Bible, because that's not how you treat people. And so we're going to get Betty Rock a free Bible, and you can get one as well at wayfm.com. Because in all seriousness, it is where you find out who God is, and that's where you get like some of your questions about faith answered and where you can actually grow in your faith as well. And we got them for you at wayfm.com.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.